Gordon Stanley Thornton. April 19th, 1917. Dearest Mother and Dad, it was just 10 days ago since I was wounded on the famous Vimy Ridge, so Easter Monday will always be a marked day with me. At this time I was lying in a shell hole waiting for the stretcher bearers to come forward and expecting any moment to have a German shell come in to keep me company. Now I'm sitting up in hospital, trying to write my first real letter. The attack was scheduled for 5:30 a.m., so we moved up into tents and dugouts on Sunday night, and moved out into shallow trench called Jumping Off Trench, about an hour before time was called. It all seemed such an ordinary affair to me that there isn't much to tell about it. We could see the 98th Battalion just in front, ready to move, and our C&D companies just behind us. Dawn was just beginning to break, and Fritz was calmly throwing up Very Lights and landing a few shells just behind our lines, without any apparent idea of what was coming. At 5:30 sharp, all the machine guns in creation seemed to open fire from behind, overhead, and we started over. About 2 minutes later, the artillery started, and hell was let loose. It was impossible to give an order. I got caught in our own barbed wire and had to pull through somehow. And there we were, in no man's land, and into his front and second lines before we knew it. We were supposed to wait several times for the barrage to move on, but the men would not wait, and walked right into it, and as usual some shells fell short. About 500 yards out, a man 15 yards behind me was killed by one, and a piece of casing struck me on the back of my left shoulder. I thought it was broken, but I wiggled my fingers, so I decided it was only a chunk of mud. I didn't think I was really wounded at the time. I then found out I had to move around a crater and believed our objective was just beyond it. About halfway down the side, another shell burst to my right, and a second later, I was struck in the thigh. I took one step on it and it crumpled up, and down I went into a shell hole. I could see all the others as they went past. Shortly after, it started to rain and snow, and I got terribly cold and wet and shook like a leaf before I thought of pulling out my rubber sheet and covering myself with it. About 2 p.m., I got two men from a nearby crater to carry me to it. My leg felt as if broken and wobbled and knocked against everything. At last, I got into a dugout on the bottom of the crater. Next morning, April 20th, 1917. Much improved this morning, thanks. I stayed in this dugout until about 2 a.m. on the 10th, when Captain Bowen of B Company and six men came in. About 3 a.m., they got me on a stretcher and carried me back across no man's land to the dressing station, after having been dropped several times on the way. There I saw Lieutenant Quinton and Major Simmons, and got the first news of the casualties among the officers killed, including Major G.R. Thrawn, Major C.S. Shipman, Major Hooper, Lieutenant Aiken, and Lieutenant Vickers. Two missing, Lieutenant Benson, and one wounded and missing who has since come over to England, and eight wounded, leaving only Major Lowell of all who went over the top out of about 17 officers. April 21st, 1917. I've tried to finish this tale down to date, but cannot. I feel quite tired out today, though I've been sleeping all morning. The wound on the shoulder gives me quite a lot of pain and is quite inconvenient because when I lie down, it's underneath. It's really three or four wounds. It seems as if a long, thin piece of steel has struck me and first time turned over and gouged me two or three times more. When I was lying around, I suppose some dirt got in it and now it's weeping at a great rate so that it has to be dressed three times a day. My leg was frightfully sore and I could hardly stand the weight of my clothes on it, or the slight roll of the canvas in the stretcher when being moved. Anyone touching my foot sent me into hysterics. When I got to Boulogne, they tried to get me upstairs for x-ray on a wheelchair, but I fainted, so they took me up on a stretcher, looked through me by x-ray, chloroformed and cut me open, and took out a nasty jagged piece of shrapnel. Then, when I got there, they x-rayed me again and said that piece of bone had been knocked off the thigh bone, but had not quite broken it otherwise. It's doing all right now, just an occasional grind-like rheumatism and very helpless. The nurse has to life it from one side to the other, but I can pull it along after me and even slightly bend the knee now. But it is 11 days since I was wounded, and that is a long time on one's back. All my kit was left in France. If they do not hurry it along, I shall have to buy a lot more. Now do write, often, and tell me all the news. How is Charlie? I do hope he has recovered. Let me know all about everybody. Yours lovingly, Gordon.